Ooh, I'm so happy to be with you. I am.
We're happy you're here.
Yeah. This is so special, especially because this church reminds me of my first Unity church, the one that I got to when I was 28 years old. I had moved to Nashville. I had been a television news reporter on the crime beat. And so for 4 years, every job, every crime that was worth reporting in our town and worth being on the news was my job. So mostly that was murders. Sometimes it was rapes, but we didn't have enough video for that, literally. So we didn't cover those much, unless it was a long series. So people thought it didn't happen because we didn't cover it. They thought only murders happened. But whenever there was a murder, I would come into work. I was always the first one there. In fact, I remember a really funny day when I got in. It was me, the news director. He was always there early to set the assignments. And he had one of those big boards, you know, with one of those squeaky... And it had each reporter's name and what you're going to do that day and what your assignment is. So I was in there first, and then we'd have the photographers assigned. There were two photographers assigned. So the three of us came in at the same time after the news director. He was there first one morning. And I remember I got in, and he said, "Oh, you're going to have a good day." Then he told me all about an overnight murder that we were the ones that got the best video of because our overnight photog was there. That was Kevin, who once came in to pick up his check, and because he was the overnight guy, he'd have to come in to pick up his check. And so my desk was right there by the little cubby holes where you pick up your check. I shared it with the weatherman. So I said, "Kevin, you in to pick up your minimum wage?" And he said, "Did we get a raise?" Television news is something you just do for the glamour, just for the excitement of getting to be there while all the terrible action happens that you can then use your creative writing skills to make even scarier. Do you notice how often you hear people say, "Oh, it's so scary. It's really scary. It's really scary"? I want to tell you, we've been programmed by those little things we call television screens. So let's imagine this is the television screen, and let's imagine there's a beautiful world going on outside that we don't see. We just see, oh, it's a scary world. It's a really scary world. Oh, and our country is polarized. It's polarized. Oh, it's so polarized. It's never been so polarized. We've never been so polarized. We're polarized. Who made up that word polarized, and who says it all the time? News reporters. They're the same ones who did this. There was a car accident where, there was a traffic thing where one guy got so mad that he damaged the other person's car because he was so stressed in traffic. Oh, let's call that, "I am absolutely serious about that. We know the two reporters that were on the story." Let's call it road rage. Some of us can remember before road rage was invented by reporters. And I was a reporter then, and we would get a news feed of you can choose any of these stories from the news feed to have on your news. So if you've got, let's say there's a story about road rage, and you've had some little incident, then you can take this national story about road rage in another state, and then you can put yours with it, and then you can send yours up so that someone else can use that to match with theirs. And that's how things go viral in news. And do you remember, I mean, really, put your hands up if you remember when road rage came out. And what happened after that? People started saying, "Oh, I had road rage. I have road rage." Like it's a thing that you could just catch by being in a hurry and annoyed and thinking that you're entitled to have that space that that car is in. I was in a car with somebody. I travel internationally. I'm a global gal. So when I come in and out of the States and I notice things, I'm just, whoa. I was in a car with a person from a Unity church in Florida. And we were driving somewhere and we were on a highway in Florida. And some person, I wasn't even watching, and he honked at them. And I said, what happened? And he said, he got into my space. The person had changed lanes in a different sort of space between the cars than my friend felt that his car was entitled to. And how many of you have just been driving along, having a lovely day, and you just hear this honk? And first of all, you think, oh, what is it? And then you think, who is it? And then you go, oh, me? And how do you know it's you? Because someone gives you a hand gesture that lets you know. How many remember the days when people would say, oh, no, you go, you go. Let's make room for everybody. We get programmed with so many things, and a Unity church is where we can get together and come together on a Sunday morning for a faith lift, to lift off some of that programming, to lift off some of that news that we watched that kind of got under our skin. I remember coming back from overseas. It was not too long ago. It was not long after an election. And there were, I happened to be getting my tires worked on, and there was a big screen TV, and next to that was a big picture window at Goodyear Tires in Denver. And on the television, the women on The View were saying, oh, it just seems like people are having a nervous breakdown right now. It's just like people are having the nervous breakdown. And then one of them said, it's like our country's having a nervous breakdown. And then one of them said, the world is having a nervous breakdown right now. Okay, first of all, I'm not a mental health professional. And I happen to know neither are they. Who are they to say? I've just come back from a country where you're going to see a video about in just a little while. I've just come back from that, and I can tell you the world is not having a nervous breakdown about our tempest in a teapot. When I frame things this way as a tempest in a teapot, something I really can't do anything about right now. I can do things about, I can do a lot of good in the world, but there are some things, that tempest in a teapot, the tempest in a teapot that makes us think, oh, what's going on, what's going on? Well, while the women were on television saying the country is having a nervous breakdown and the world is having a nervous breakdown, I was looking out the window. It was snowing. It was beautiful. And it was just as beautiful as Cambodia, where I had just come from, and the mangoes were falling off trees so tall that they would just explode when they hit the ground because they were so soft and juicy and delicious. To me, that was the saddest thing happening in Cambodia at the moment. We look right past the love, the goodness, the generosity, the good mental health, the friendliness, the people who, A, don't have road rage and would never use that as an excuse for how they hurt or injured someone else, how they attacked even in their mind someone else. We come to a place like this to gather with like-minded individuals to say, let's throw some of that off. Let's fill ourselves up. Let's get fed with good things instead of feeding our minds with this. And the more of this we've watched this week, the more we need to shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Yeah, I like Taylor Swift. Because I was a Nashville songwriter when she was a little girl. And I can remember a friend of mine, I won't mention her name, but she's a positive New Thought artist, who was asked to write with a 12-year-old girl. And this is a woman with great wisdom who's had wonderful songs, and she does positive music now. And she said, I don't want to write country songs for a 12-year-old girl. I want to write... Her name is Karen Taylor Good. I want to write good, positive things, not broken-hearted love songs for a 12-year-old. Because she knew what it's like to be filled up with all this goodness, and she didn't want to contribute her talents to something else when she could be writing songs like this, even if it was going to make a lot of money potentially. This is what she wanted to do. This is where we learn to listen to our heart. This is where we learn to have faith that all is well. I'll tell you what's really given me faith that all is well. I'm so excited about it. I turned 60. I know, right? I know, right? Oh, it's so awesome. I can't wait for some of you to get there, because it's like you just step over this threshold. And for me, it was almost like getting out of high school and thinking, you know, when you're in high school, it's like, oh, what's my math grade? What did I get in calculus? Did I turn that paper in? What about that report? What about my standing in my class? What about this test and that test? Da, da, da. And then the day you get out of high school, no one cares what you made in history. It's kind of similar with college, but, you know, they don't want to tell us all that. When you get 60, you can just look back and go, oh, I don't need all that. And you can look back. In fact, I'm going to do a little song for us that says this. Because what I like to do is learn lessons, and it's probably very clear where I get my material. What I like to do is learn lessons, or try. These are lessons I'm trying to learn, and then I'll put them in a song like this one. Is there anyone who can't remember a time when we had less money and we did just fine compared to where we were? We've come all this far. Why not spend this day enjoying where we are? I have more than enough of all that I need to do all I can do, be all I can be as I go through this day. This is my creed. I have more than enough of all that I need. I have more than enough of all that I need. Can you look back and see that for your whole life you had enough? And not only that, I have a friend who used to say, the richest person in any room is the person who can say, I have more than enough. Whether it's one penny more, one crumb more, or a million more, does it make a difference? I've known millionaires, and I'll tell you it doesn't. They have the same amount of problems, they just have a bigger house to have the problems in, that's all. And yet, oh... All right. I've been here earlier, but I just had to show Jana what I would do if I were brave. I welcome you. I stand with refugees and immigrants. And what is, give me your tired.
Your poor, your husband, Francis, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I
golden door, but a space blanket to lie on the cement floor. And this is not democracy. It's not the Geneva Convention. It's not who we want to be. So this is what I'd do if I was brave.
Welcome. Welcome. You are lifting your lamp. Come and have a seat right here. We have got a special seat for you. Look, wait. You got to see her, the back of her jacket. Come to the center where everyone can see her really good. I really do care. Do you?
Yes.
Yes. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yes. And you knew it was okay with me for you to come in because you know I teach improv, which is stay in yes, play with whatever shows up.
Yes.
And make your partners look good.
Thank you.
So thank you for adding this morning.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I added my brownies. My actual contribution to Western civilization are my oatmeal cookie recipe and my brownies. So there's gluten-free brownies downstairs.
Good.
So that's
and most of my meals since I arrived here have included one of her cookies because they are that good. Okay, well then that just tells me what song to do next. I haven't decided yet. It hasn't let me know what song to do next, but I know I wanted to do a song called You Will Do Amazing Things. All right. You know, my promise to people is that if you come and spend a little time with me, my goal is to make you laugh till you leak. And I don't care where you leak. That's your business. But I have laughed till I leaked several times on this trip. Yeah, and that's why I want to make it an annual event. If you guys will have me back, I'd love to come back. So just consider this a start. This is just sort of a sample, okay? So, with what we get when we come here to get filled up, we will do amazing things. And as you look at this flower, see this tallest flower right here? This flower is shining for all it's worth, even though it's a little broken. And I can only imagine that in terms of self-esteem, this beautiful gathering of flowers, which were gathered by with love from Pete, who brought these in this morning. I wonder if this flower pot is going, well, why don't I look like all the ones from the florist? Are people judging me because I don't look like flowers from the florist? Because I'm not perfectly arranged and put together with the perfect clothing and the perfect hair and the perfect life? And yet, there's so much love and beauty in these flowers and in each of us. So I'm going to sing it to the flowers for a moment for giving us this beauty, and then I'll sing it to all of us. You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings, and with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason we live is there in every gift we give. Love your life, love your dreams. You will do amazing things. I invite you guys to sing. When I write a song and you sing it with me, I love it. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing, we're here to do amazing things. Oh, the places you will go, and the people you will know. Don't worry when or where or how. You don't need to know that now. You're on the right track. No need to look ahead or back. Just enjoy what this day brings. You will do amazing things. Those who like to sing, sing out. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing, slow it down. We're here to do amazing things. And we already are. We already have. We don't have to look like a big old professionally organized bunch of flowers. These flowers are just as beautiful, would you agree? Use the gifts that you possess. The world would be sad and silent if no birds sang except the very best. I wish I had my poem, Too Much Not Enoughness, to share with you guys, but I haven't learned it well enough. What I want to share as my last piece this morning, it's called We're All in This Together, and it's another example of how we are all wondrously and beautifully made, and that even in those times when we feel broken, even on those days when I have come to my own Unity Church, and during the meditation, I put my hands on my forehead and my elbows on my knees and watered the carpet with my tears. Even on those days when we feel broken, we are beautiful and good. And we're exactly where we need to be to learn that. And to learn to reach out and help someone else see their beauty. Help someone else realize that we are a force for good. We are as powerful as road rage. To spread good. To spread positivity. To spread love and to spread, and yet, yes, this flower is broken, and yet, it still has gifts to give. I'm going to close with this last video, and I want you to watch these children and notice the and yet. You may never meet the children I've met through Together We Can Change the World, but I bring them with me because we always say, in Together We Can Change the World. The life you change may be your own. These children have taught me that we all have gifts to give. And the gift they give may only be in you getting to see them and witness them for just a few minutes, and that's enough. People may only see you, witness you, experience you for a few minutes of their lifetime. And that's enough. And you are enough, even when you feel broken. We will lift you back up here. And we will set you among us, all the rest of us, imperfect but beautiful flowers. And we will hold you high. because we are all in this together. So Terry, you can go ahead and play this. This will be the last song. How can I even try to explain what I've seen? Little kids lying on the floor like in some bad dream. Some couldn't move their limbs at all, but one was trying to feed the little boy lying next to her. And it helped me to see that we're all in this together, living right now. Let's try and make it better for each other somehow. No one should go hungry. Everyone should feel loved. We're all in this together, every one of us. No one was telling those little children what to do. This is one of my favorite little guys here. And then these two I love. Since I walked away from the kids that day, through the bustling streets, I look a little deeper with every stranger I meet. I see much more in common than I used to do. You smile just like me. I hurt just like you. And we're all in this together, living right now. Let's try and make it better for each other somehow. No one should go hungry. Everyone should feel loved. We're all in this together, every one of us. Yes, we're all in this together, living right now. Let's try and make it better for each other somehow. No one should go hungry. Everyone should feel loved. We're all in this together, every one of us. And now I hope that you feel the way I do and will reach out a hand. 'Cause we're all in this together. So let's do all we can.